In the scriptures it says, one drowning person cannot rescue another. So we need to know someone who's happy all the time if they're going to teach us how to be happy all the time. So Buddha is happy all the time. Buddha is completely free from all problems and experiences everlasting, pure and everlasting happiness. So if we follow what Buddha did, even a little bit, like the teaching tonight, they are real methods to transform our mind. So how kind, I would say, how kind Buddha is teaching us how to do these things. Nobody knows how to be happy whatever happens, do they? Nobody knows these things. Why do we not know? Because we've never been taught. So now's our opportunity. And I can honestly say from my own experience that if we improve our mind, everything in our life will improve, because the quality of our life depends upon the quality or qualities of our mind. Failure. Think of some examples in your life when you failed. Sorry, I'm smiling because it's very serious. Think of a test you failed, your driving test, you failed, I don't know, you failed at becoming a successful business person. You failed at establishing a long, healthy, stable relationship with somebody. You failed at keeping your body young. Anyway, you think. You know, I even wonder if I had the chance to talk to each of you. Have some of the failures in your life meant that you have washed up in the World Peace Temple in Ulverston? So are those failures? You know, I can say a little bit from my life that because all the normal things weren't working, I wanted to find something that did work. So did all those things that weren't working harm me or help me? So I would argue that things that society might regard as a failure can actually be a huge blessing in your life. Like, let's take an easy one, like being made redundant. You know, that's very common these days. And it makes people feel so unwanted, so unappreciated, and like they failed, even in their professional life. But when something disappears, such as our job, It makes us think about things in different ways. And we may even change the direction of our life because being in that job didn't enable us to follow the direction we ended up following. So I'd like to talk a little bit about failure and success. And if you're really going to benefit from listening to this, please think about it personally. Like if you were just thinking, here's some examples of things I failed at. I failed at this, or I failed at that, or I failed at this. So because we're learning to be happy whatever happens, we have to learn to be happy with failure. Imagine, I failed. You know, one of the wonderful things about learning to train your mind is that what would normally be upsetting, make you unhappy, annoyed, etc., instead helps you develop good qualities. And people who know you will be affected by that. So, for example, after tonight's teaching, when you're looking forward to your next failure so that you can try to put the teaching into practice, other people may text you or send you messages and say, I'm so, so sorry to hear that you failed. And you write back and say, don't worry, I'm quite happy about it. That's not very normal, is it? And if we genuinely mean it, later, when something goes wrong in their life, they'll say, how did you do that? How did you keep a happy mind, a positive attitude, a peaceful mind, even though it didn't work out for you? So our example is one of the greatest gifts we can give to others, particularly the people who we are associated closely with.